The closing of the topless and bottomless bars. The idea that suffering only belongs to the gifted and the noble and the intelligent, the sensitive and the daring and the inventive, that is the tallest stack of shit of them all. They raided those bars last night, had a Supreme Court order in their back pockets. Backed by the highest court in the land, they swept the girls off the bar tops like dead flies, like dirty napkins. Napkins? Half-dressed into vans and automobiles to be booked, fingerprinted, photographed, and jailed. Such a waste. What a waste of grade A decency goods. Speak about indecency. The cops were the most indecent things that night. A poor girl can't make an honest buck anymore. All they were doing was bringing a horny night to a lonely man. I've just got to believe those Supreme Court boys can't get it up anymore. You want to know something? I murdered this poem about 6 times over, but I can't read it. It's better than the way I read it. So what I've got to do, I'm too sober. My nerves are gone. No, I'm playing the ponies. Women are going to come in and, okay. I'm in trouble. I'm almost in trouble. Beggary. Kel Robertson, did I tell you, don't beg to the honors?